Representative Carl Moses often mentions that he's from the same political generation as Ted Stevens and Don Young. Both Stevens and Moses were first elected to the state legislature in 1964, and since then, Moses has spent 22 years on and off in the House. His loss to fellow Democrat and former aide Bryce Edgman on Tuesday marks the end of a 14-year run as Unalaska's representative in Juneau. Although Moses hasn't yet said if this is the end of his political career, the veteran lawmaker is 77 years old, and a comeback seems unlikely. After losing the tied Democratic primary to Edgman in a coin toss in September, Moses launched a write-in campaign. He says he knew it was a long shot, but that he had to try.
I knew there was going to be an uphill battle, but I would have felt bad. I didn't feel like letting my supporters down. They wanted me to run as a write-in, and I did. And now the constituents have spoken, so we'll have to accept it as it is.
Frank Kelty, who led Moses' write-in campaign in Unalaska, says he's disappointed more people didn't turn out to vote for Moses here. Just 214 write-in votes, most of them presumably for Moses, were counted in Unalaska on Tuesday. That's more than Republican candidate Ron Bowers received, but 6 votes shy of Edgman's votes in Unalaska. Kelty says he was banking on a larger-than-average voter turnout in the Aleutians, which didn't happen.
I was surprised that we didn't do better here locally. But you know, it's a write-in. It's a write-in campaign, and it's always tough. People, might not know which box the write-in the person, or maybe they just don't prefer to do a write-in.
Unalaska will now be represented in the House by a legislator who many city officials campaigned against, including Mayor Shirley Marquardt. Speaking with KIAL during the campaign, Edgman said he bore the city no ill will over its support of Moses. Marquardt says she's also spoken with Edgman and isn't concerned.
You know, support for Carl was not vote against any of the other two candidates. And when I talked to Bryce, I just told him, I said flat out, I said, Bryce, you know, you'd be a great legislator, and I have absolutely no problem with that. And if you win, I really look forward to working with you. However, Carl's our hometown guy. He's been supporting us and standing up for us for 22 years, and he's made the decision to try to make it for another 2 years, and I'm going to support him in that bid.
But Marquardt is concerned that with the loss of Unalaska's representation on the State House Finance Committee and the loss of a Republican Congress in Washington, the city will lose much of the money that it was banking on for major capital projects like a landfill expansion and the construction of a new small boat harbor.
You know, I don't know. We've had 22 years in this district and the city of Unalaska with Carl. It's really hard to say what we're going to see in the future.
In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.